The 4Ps Project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive Project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hi, my name's Ben. This week I'm talking about Haven Street, the steam railway. It's on the east side of the Isle of Wight. It has a museum and train rides. There was an active train station at Haven Street from 1875, taking passengers to Ryde and Newport. The station closed in February 1966, and then in 1971 it opened as a HQ of the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. The island's first railway was built 1832. It was 2 miles long and pulled by horses. The next bit of railway was built in 1862 between Cowes and Newport. It had 2 blue engines called Pioneer and Precursor. This line was used for 104 years until February 1966. There was a railway line built in 1864 between Ryde and Shanklin. This line is still in use to this day. Electric trains instead of steam locomotives. In 1866, this railway line was extended. It from Shanklin to Ventnor. In 1966, the railway was closed and then rebuilt to make it accessible for electric trains. In 1990, replacement trains were brought to the island. When Haven Street opened as the HQ for the Isle of Wight Steam Railway, it was a heritage railway, keeping this island's steam history alive. 1975 Haven Street has grown incredibly. Lots of things to do, including train rides. You can go for a 10-mile trip through the countryside. It costs between £26 for an adult train ticket. There is a cafe and an interactive museum and a shop selling souvenirs. Haven Street is mostly run by volunteers who don't get paid. One of my friends, Kirsten, works there. I'm Dylan. My name's Dylan. Thanks for listening.